Here's Autistic as Fuck Out Loud, Season 3, Episode 2. Four stories, but right now, I'm hot to spill the first. So let's jump right in and talk later. I call this one, How to Be Strong, Fearless, and Actually Autistic Online. Because that's what I want to be. Hey, do you feel safe on social media? Openly autistic? Hate speech, bigotry, cyberbullies. Then, facing your inbox, scams, creepy strangers contacting you. For what? So we can kayak the white waters of stone-cold ableist judgment. And its kissing cousin, humbug condescension. Because folks just want to help. It doesn't have to be this way. We can build our own village. Folks we like to hang with and who like to hang with us. Choosing to not please everybody is a fearless act, and it hasn't shrunk my world. I'm in a great Facebook conversation with an autistic Trump supporter who's making me think. Love it. Not how it usually goes, the insults, mockery, and ultimate weapon, blocking. But with this friend, she knows I'm a socialist. I know she's libertarian, but we trust each other, not to cause pain. Rare for me. See, like some autists, I'm not great at back and forth. I can hurt feelings or come across like a know-it-all. Last thing I want, I love people. And grok the pain condescension inflicts firsthand. So I don't try to convert anybody to anything. Not online, not in real life. When I encounter hostility, rivalry, I choose to not escalate. I choose the least hurtful path for me and others. I walk away. Unfriend, mute, block, whatever it takes. And put my energy into finding friends. No law demands we please 8 billion people or prove anything, meet any standard, represent any movement, agree with any one, not even another autist. Remember being a kid pressured to make friends with everybody? We don't have to do that. Not anymore. We can enjoy social media any which way we freaking please with people who please us. Cause that perfect meme everybody likes and shares, not going to change the planet. Maybe honest friendship will.
Season 3's mission? To boldly explore living authentically autistic out loud. That first story? Living fearless online? Carving out a safe space to be our true autistic selves, a big part of that quest. If you're autistic, love one, work with some, or just can't figure out if you are one, Story 3 tackles maintaining career and home life as vital adult skills appear and disappear, the wild ride of autistic variable ability. And we end with a quickie on how and why Hollywood taught us precisely the wrong values to live a real autistic life. But right now, I don't want to talk challenges, problems. I want to talk joy, autistic joy, and four ways I rediscovered mine. I'm Johnny Profane, an autistic elder, 70. Want to know how I rediscovered my autistic joy? Most powerful thing I've ever done to better my autistic life. In the end, it meant doing more of so many things. Things parents, teachers, pastors, pros told me I must never do. Now, I examine forbidden things first. Who made the rule? Who benefits? Who am I hurting if I break it? A long path, slow at first. Faster and faster, the more joy I experience. Looking back, the concept, easy. The practice, hard, at first. I hunted for joyful memories. What was I doing? Where was I? How old? Who was there? I have a cinematic memory. I relive scenes in the moment to remember. actors, images, setting, buildings and furniture, the light, what I wore, the soundtrack, the dialogue, what I felt like in mind and body, facial expressions, gestures. Most were early, before 10, and they centered around nature, my hobbies, interests, and being alone. I've made some important principles for myself. Reducing sensory input to natural levels, daily nature baths, light activity in wild surroundings, ferociously rediscovering my childhood interests, structuring most of my time around solitude without shame. But hard as I've worked for 6 years to make my life work, enjoy, the topic sentence came to me just this morning. Figures, I'm like that, a slow learner of new thoughts. The greatest pleasures in my life, the only things that get me out of bed in the morning, uninterrupted moments with no anxiety, silence, and focused attention on something, anything that grabs my interest. Every tiniest step to reduce anxiety, whether caused by senses, decision-making, social interaction, every excuse for more silence. Every time I prioritize my special interests over everything else, my autistic joy grows. Not been easy to unlearn this much, to listen to my own voice more than experts, accepting that my own goals have little to do with consumer society, that there is no shame in solitude. Hard work, but has it ever been worth it? Autistic joy. I opened a door that I cannot close to a path I can never turn my back on. My hope for you, you find yours. Next up, what's autistic variable ability feel like? My skills, energy, focus, interest materialize and vanish at whim like ghosts. How's that feel? Do I have stories from classroom, office, home, and we'll dive right in, right after this quick word from our sponsor, because I got bills to pay.
Did you know? Most folks check out 5 episodes of Autistic as Fuck Out Loud. If you found something valuable, a tip, further reading, or that shock when you realize you're not alone, you can help with my work. I offer all my autism info for free, but expenses run about $175 a month. A few bucks make a big difference. Click support on most podcasts or the links to PayPal and Ko-fi in the transcript. Every dime goes towards this podcast.
I call this one my adult autistic superpowers vanish like Schrodinger's weird cat. Because they do, and then they don't, and then they do, and then you get the idea. Phone's ringing. I roll over, crack one eye, peek out a window into glaring sun. Noon? Phone's still ringing. Woke me up, but I can't face it. One of those days. Autistic burnout. Been in bed 18 hours so far. It's 1988. I wait for the answering machine to do its thing. Sigh, push the button, then...
What's the fucking deal?
Screaming on the other end. I'm writing copy for a catalog. Dave? The guy leaving the message? Trying to sell new age crystal jewelry to folks who already have too much money on their hands. And at the moment, he's not feeling that universal harmony vibe.
What's the holdup? We gotta go to press. No more excuses, Nap. We gotta go to press.
Quick breath, then motors on.
You came highly recommended. Prize winning copy, my ass. You want a bender? Drugs?
One final hiss.
Call me now.
Then bangs the phone down in my ear. I'm 2 weeks late delivering copy. Got a hefty advance, so I got no excuse. My solution? I yank the plug out of the machine, roll back over, never call him back. Not booze, not drugs, just a little old autistic variability. See, I got this problem with commitment. I can never predict when or if I'll get any project, any promise done. Because I never got a clue what I can do when. Ever hear of Schrodinger's cat? That physics thought experiment? There's this cat in a box, and you can't tell if it's alive. Not without peeking. Something about quantum particles popping in and out of existence. I hard relate with that cat. This character you know, Johnny Profane AU, what I like to call my functional better half, phases in and out of existence. You know, like quantum shit. So call me Schrodinger's autist? That's a mouthful. Is the cat alive in the box? Am I? Never know for sure at any particular moment. Pros call it autistic variable ability. So bland, so clinical, so professionally obtuse. What's variable ability feel like? My skills, energy, focus, interest, they materialize and vanish at whim, like ghosts. Yanking my autistic life up, down, sideways, a crazed puppet master jerking my strings. How's that feel from this side of the box? Inside? Frightening. Crazy-making. Maddening. Unfair. Like a brown, specifically not too good, acid trip that just won't end, no matter how many shots they give you. Over and over, year after year, career after career. Not every adult autistic person has this problem, not even all 70% of us who are also ADHD. Links in transcript. But for some of us, it wrecks careers, withers relationships, ends lives. Getting things done on a schedule? Total pipe dream for me. Papers for school, business plans for vulture capitalists, applications for food stamps, favors for friends, honey-do lists for, well, honeys. Even among the weird, I imagine I'm legendary. Now, burnouts, shutdowns, variable abilities, so common, they're like autistic folklore. A lot of chatter about them, but it's not clear whether we should lump them all together. An autistic shutdown? For a few minutes, hours, maybe days, I need to seek out quiet, darkness, and rest. No work, no contact. Sometimes it's an immediate response to one overwhelming event. Sometimes it builds over time. My mind, body, and heart exhausted. Now, burnouts, an intense, long-lasting exhaustion. Weeks, months, years. Most autists report a general shutdown, impacting work, social contact, and home life. Trust me. But sometimes I lose just one specific skill, as if a single brain center fritzed out. Example, the times I can't speak, sometimes for hours. Pros call this selective mutism, or many now say situational mutism, which seems more accurate, less judgmental to me. But like speaking, I can lose other vital adult skills for moments, weeks, months. Like musician me, days before a gig, sitting on a stool, hugging my guitar of 10 years. For the life of me, I can't remember how to play it or sit and hold it. That time freaked me out so much, I gave up live performance for a few years. Or back in 2005, techno geek me startles my second wife. She's sitting in the recliner next to me. I shout out, I can't remember how to use this damn thing. Frantic, I'm waving my Palm Pilot in the air, a device I'd been getting paid to code apps for the last 2 years. Till I missed one too many deadlines and lost the contract. Lost the wife, too. At times, I forget how to walk. Out of the blue, my posture and gait demand intense focus to maintain. Are these all the same thing? Even related? There's precious little research on variable ability. Maybe it's a specific kind of exhaustion of speech, social, or other brain centers. Maybe it's psychological. Inhibitions born of trauma. Trauma is endemic in our autistic community. I experienced physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. For that matter, I was in what many call a cult, what I call spiritual abuse. But I can't suss it out from my side of the skin. Are these waves and troughs of functionality different from other trauma survivors? Maybe. It's what some pros call adult autistic regression, which may be like childhood autistic regression, when a kid temporarily loses speech or social skills, usually during stress or illness. Maybe, just maybe, this is an area researchers could really improve our lives in. Instead of precisely measuring milliseconds of eye contact. Heard of the monotropic hypothesis? It was developed by actually autistic scholars. In their experience, autistic minds focus on only one or two things at a time and have difficulty switching from one to another. They use this insight to illuminate autism. Links in transcript. It might explain my personal experience if I extend it beyond thoughts, tasks, and perceptions to abilities, maybe entire brain centers of activity. See, I experience my mind as a bunch of competing, quasi-independent centers. Senses, emotions, intellect, internal awareness, language, sense of self, memory, others. Each squabbling, competing for limited bandwidth and attention. I can only manage to be aware of one or two of these things at a time, and dimly, if at all, aware of the others. Let's say I can walk, but gum chewing at the same time, or talking, or knowing my emotional state? No. Like that, I can write, compose and play music, voice act, paint at a semi-pro level. But in any given period of my life, I can only actually do one at a time. I mean, as in a 3-month stint, painting. But I can't keep up my writing, playing music, or bread baking for 3 months. So I live with two problems. Losing a skill in the moment, say situational mutism. But also longer cycles, some skills come, some go, like seasons. Between autism, trauma, and my aging brain, I only have short bursts of creativity and clarity, a sort of involuntary zen living in the moment. But I have some great moments, more all the time. Sometimes it feels like I can do almost anything, one thing at a time. I just can't predict when. So you shouldn't count on me for much of anything, at least not at any particular moment, and especially if you're that guy,
Dave.
Okay, a last quick one for the road. Next episode, more autistic joy, creating authentic autistic education, and a winking emoji look at social norms from my cockeyed autistic perspective. But right now, I want to talk movies. Just a few minutes, but some hidden surprises. I don't know about you, but I majored in escaping reality in my formative years. So, my role models? Heroes in comics, books, TV, movies. Problem is, pop culture sells unrealistic fantasies as sacred duties. Nothing that screens ever showed me prepared me for an autistic life. I call this one Promising Me Beautiful Lies, How Hollywood Failed My Autism. 'Cause man, they really screwed with my head. I remember a lot of movies and TV in my life. I gotta believe more than most of my generation. Except maybe fellow autistics. Why? School, home, family, neighbors on my block, church. Gobs of stress in my early autistic life. So, naturally, I spent acres of hours escaping reality, either
nose planted in book, or eyes glazed on screen, zoned out, dissociative trance, Star Trek reboots by the light yard. While other kids were hitting the playground, learning to pick sides, squabble, fib politely, fight, kiss, and make up. I remember constant struggles with my parents, because with rare exception, I preferred reading by myself in a library chair to any human's company, especially science or art. Socializing? Just another parental duty. To make friends. Another parental disappointment. To make friends. Like you can actually force anyone to make friends. So I modeled how to act like a human. Honestly, a learned role for me. Hollywood, like any predator or cult leader, smelled my weakness and was happy to rush in and fill the hole in my life. Now, humans in movies are easier to understand for this adult autistic kid than folks say that I live with, because movie acting is not natural. Not even those Oscar-winning turns of Meryl Streep or Jennifer Lawrence. It's highly stylized, slow, exaggerated, lots and lots of long, significant looks. A quick read to make sure audiences know what's going on. Then there's the supporting music and camera work. They telegraph what I should feel and how to interpret actors' motivations. No way, no how. Like real-life humans, whose conflicting actions and words bewilder me, because actors get paid to put across what they're feeling. But flesh-and-blood humans sweat blood to keep their hearts and agendas from me. And you know, a dark theater is a pretty safe place for strong emotions, surrounded by the comforting presence of humans who can't see me, but share the same experience with me, for once. So what's the problem? Hollywood sells flattering lies, spinning unrealistic fantasies of wealth, power, and breaking taboos. Ordered up by Madison Avenue ad agencies, they tell us we can have it all. Riches, romance, effortless witty comebacks to keep us yearning for unattainable ideals and buying gizmos to fill that hole. Nary a whisper on how to slug it out at the office. Tougher yet, the family dinner table. Nothing that screens ever showed me, not fucking reality TV, prepared me for life, not an autistic life. Especially not a human slowly turning toward the camera and telling me exactly what's on their mind. Never, ever happens on my block, not my neighbors.